Hi, everyone. Gordon Hester calling. Wanted to take a couple minutes and talk to you guys about DMO. If you remember last week, I left you an overview and chatted a little bit about the basics of time management, and certainly I think one of the most effective and simple systems to look into is your daily method of operation. And saying that and looking at it, what I will tell you is that I find when I study people's DMOs, there's kind of five things that have to be there, but they might be useful to share with you to see if they're in your DMO. The first is productivity. You know, at the end of the day, you have to have part of your routine serve some purpose to drive the areas of management of your life. In other words, what are you doing every day to drive the deposit slip mentality of your business? What are you doing to improve your health? What are you doing to improve your relationships? These tasks are what drive growth and contribution, so productivity is an important thing to remember. Remember that tasks are important because they either protect the needs you have or they enhance the needs that you want. Ultimately, after productivity, the next thing is schedule communication. The number one reason I see people lose control of time is because they don't schedule communication. And what do you got to schedule? Everything. Phone, texts, emails, whatever you can. If people can create urgency, they can take away your time. And one of the important things to remember is that when you're talking to people about communication, they understand that you do schedule your communication, because if they don't understand that rule, I've seen a lot of people make bad conclusions. So productivity, point number one, scheduling communication, point number two. Point number three, collecting information. You know, our life is just filled with things coming at us all day, from people, from sites, from emails, from all these different sources, and ultimately what you have to do to effectively manage your time is collect information and process it at the end of the day. And what you do in the process is you either schedule it or put it aside to schedule somewhere else. And I don't have time to get into organizational and management systems, but just remember that if you're collecting information and acting on it when it's coming in, you're impacting your DMO and your time management. Point number four, proactive time management. And this is the easiest way to remember this. If you set your day up and at the end of it you look and say, what happened? All of a sudden my day's totally different, then probably, you know, time's controlling you versus you controlling time. You know, I think to be proactively time to have proactive time management, you have to start your day with a plan and you have to finish your day with making your plan for the next day. Of course, you want to look at efficiency, like, for instance, chunking. If I'm going to run my errands, how do I do everything together? And then the other thing that I found really useful on the productive time management is what's called purpose days, like a focus day or an admin day or a planning day. You know, for instance, 3 days a week, I have focus days where all I'm doing is looking at driving productivity. Sunday is my planning day. That's when I look at setting up my prior week and my monthly systems, and I update all my planning and goals. So ultimately, the fourth point is that proactive time management. And the fifth point is self-communication. Here's what I will tell you about self-communication. My life changed when I realized the value of quiet time. You know, when you can take time and set it aside to process what's going on around you, what's going on in your business, and how to integrate strategies to get momentum, this is a very good and important use of time. So anyway, I hope those 5 points help you. Again, it's productivity, point number one, schedule communication, point number two, collection of information, point number three, point four, proactive time management, point five, self-communication. Thanks for letting me spend a little time with you. I put a blog on my website, gordonhester.com, and I look forward to talking to you next week about why people lose customers. I want to talk a little bit about retention and how that process works. So until next time, hope you guys have a great week. Thanks.